Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A 38-year-old man accused of abusing kids says he's actually not a man of 38 years. He's a 9-year-old that's trapped in an adult's body. That's his defense. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Okay, guys, give me a break on this one. This can't be.
This is one of the extensions
really?
Of the whole, yeah. I think, therefore I am transgender movement.
A 9-year-old?
The insanity, the trans insanity goes to the next level. We had, of course, Rachel Dolezal she was a black woman trapped in a white woman's body, the transracial. Now we have trans age. This is his defense. This pedophile's defense for sexually assaulting children. And once you open this Pandora's box of trans insanity, if one biological reality can be subjective and left to the whims of individuals, then why not their age?
Yeah, this is in Cook County, Illinois. This 38-year-old man, he's been accused of sexually assaulting 3 girls, 8 and under. He said in his defense that he's actually a 9-year-old. So what's the problem? It's just a 9-year-old versus an 8-year-old, and so you can't prosecute me. That's my defense. He's a 9-year-old trapped in a 38-year-old man's body. That's his defense. Now, you think that that's bizarre, and clearly it is bizarre, no question about it. But this is the result of the whole transgender, I think, therefore I am, kind of insanity that's out there.
Yes.
I'm a man. I think I want to be identified as a woman, therefore treat me as a woman, or I'm a man. I'm neither a man nor a woman. Treat me as neither. I'm neither a man nor a woman. Believe it or not, there's people out there like that. You have these mental confused people that think that they're one thing trapped in a body of something different. He thinks he's a 9-year-old trapped in a 38-year-old body. You've got people saying that they're men, but they're really women. They're trapped in a body that's a man's, and they're really a woman. You've got people who say the apotemnophilia people, they say they're an able-bodied person.
Trans-abled.
Or they're a disabled body trapped in an abled body. In other words, they've got a fully functioning body, but they shouldn't have an arm. They are disabled in their mind, and somehow they're trapped inside this abled body. Sounds strange, bizarre, no question, but it's out there.
Yeah, but this sounds like a very poor excuse for sexually assaulting innocent little girls.
Well, it's all a poor excuse for doing any of this. It's when you remove objective reality, you get this bizarre consequence. You get people who think that they're a different age and therefore want to be treated a different age. People who are a different race, white, that want to be African American. People who are male that want to be female. People who are abled body people that want to be disabled. Mm. It goes on and on and on, and it just doesn't have any end. There's also a group out there called Before You Act. Before You Act.
Yeah.
That's a group that doesn't necessarily say that you're a small person trapped in an adult body. What they ultimately say is, hey, there's no problem with pedophilia. It's just another one of those, quote, sexual orientations.
And don't forget that a few years back, Dr. Judith Riesman, a visiting law professor at Liberty, and myself went to Baltimore, Maryland, and attended a Before You Act conference. And we took down copious notes, and they were advocating for removal of age of consent laws, or at the very least, lowering them to 12 years old. Self-described homosexual activists, one of them went so far as to say that they can treat the objects of their affection, of their sexual attraction, as just that, as objects like shoes to be worn. This was so demonic and satanic, and we sat there and listened to this, but this is the same kind of mindset. It's when you start going down the road to relativism,
right,
to moral relativism, there is no absolute, there is no right and wrong, then you get into insanity.
Matt,
like this.
You and Dr. Judith Reisman attended that Before You Act event. That was actually being hosted, I believe, at a well-known university.
Well, Dr. Fred Berlin of Johns Hopkins University gave the keynote speech. He said, "I want to completely support the goal of Before You Act." That was a quote. They talked, it was a bit, kind of a big pity party. They talked about how they were just unfairly stigmatized as pedophiles by society, and that we needed to get over our stigmatization of that. And the fact that Fred Berlin with Johns Hopkins would keynote that event was just disgusting. It was at a Holiday Inn in the bank room there, the conference room, but he hosted it indeed.
Yeah, and he came up with that statement. This is and a lot of the people that were presenters, they had PhDs.
The room was about half gay activists / pedophiles and about half PhDs that were there to support the pedophiles. It was like I was on another planet. It was
and
surreal.
And their argument, the Before You Act people and these people that are teaching in institutions of higher education, well-known institutions, by the way, like Johns Hopkins University, their whole MO was that, well, if a man is attracted sexually to another man, is gay, or a woman to another woman, then what's the problem with having someone, an adult, attracted to five-year-olds? You ought to be able to protect that and eliminate the age of consent. Different kind of reasoning to get to the same point, that adults should be able to freely have sex with small children.
Yeah.
But this guy's reasoning gets to the same point in a different way.
Wow.
He wants to justify having sex with small children because he is, in his mind, he says, a small child of 9 years trapped in a 38-year-old man's body.
You know, this reminds me of the man who dressed up as a woman and would go into the girls' bathroom in the university, and yet he said he was still attracted to females, but he would dress up as a woman.
He was a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Yeah, and the girls ended up losing access to their own bathroom.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he was ogling them.
Right.
He was ogling them. And these girls, some as young as 6 years old, and a 17-year-old girl complained. They went to complain to the people at the gym. And guess who got chewed out? And they called the police originally, but the police said, no, there's nothing we can do here. He has every right to be in the bathroom.
And the girl said he's in another bathroom.
He was sprawling in the sauna naked and exposing himself to these young girls as young as 6 years old. That's the LGBT agenda.
Yeah,
right,
this is there. And here's Joseph Roman, 38. He's charged with predatory criminal sexual assault stemming from repeated attacks on three girls who were between ages 6 and 8 years at the time. According to prosecutors, he was a friend of the girls' families at the time of the attacks between 2015 and January of this year, 2018. And during a hearing recently, just not long ago, prosecutors said that he admitted to some of these attacks. Yeah, I did it, he said. I admit to it. But my defense is, I'm a 9-year-old trapped in an adult's body. Therefore,
it's permissible.
It's permissible.
No.
But the question is, why not? What's the difference? If you support the transgender insanity, how can you not come to the defense of this guy and say, well, it's subjective. If he really believes that he's a 9-year-old trapped in a 38-year-old body, who are we to say that he's not?
So the question is, how do you have the objective drawing line to say that someone can think that they are a man trapped in a female body or a female trapped in a man's body, that that's okay to have that, and we're going to legally protect it and force everyone to pretend that that fictitious is actually reality, versus here, this person can't think that way, we're not going to protect that, or the white woman can't think that she's African-American. You know, when you start having someone's subjective mental confusion be treated as objective reality under the force of law, there's no objective dividing line anymore. You've simply done away with all objective reality. Moreover, the whole issue of placating people, with these confused feelings, specifically what's happening in the schools today with young people, putting these ideas in their mind that they can choose whether they're male or female, which is nonsense, is harmful to them and certainly harmful to society. Go to Liberty Counsel's website as we continue to defend religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Go to lc.org for more information. There's lots of resources there on our online store, and also support Liberty Counsel with your contributions and support lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. lc.org.